Okay. Here to Party Sports, Thanksgiving Day show, 9 a.m. on the East Coast. We're coming at you live with one more episode before the big turkey day, Thanksgiving, with your host, Hoot the Sheriff. How are we doing today?
I had to turn my hat around a bunch of times. So, do you see my name, Uncle Hoo Hoo?
Mm-hmm. Do you have Uncle Hoo Hoo in the fam?
I'm Uncle Hoo Hoo.
Okay.
So a couple years ago, I'm currently at my brother's house, and this is called the Hoo Hoo Den. This is Uncle Hoo Hoo's house. I'm in like the upstairs area. I don't know if you see the Concept 2 rower right here. There's a big screen TV in front of me that I watch action movies on. There's my bed over there. It's a cot that's probably about a third of the size of my body.
Your legs hanging off the front?
Oh, 100%. And there's just like kid shit everywhere. But a couple years ago, my niece was so young that she could only say dada, mm-hmm. and she hadn't said mama yet. And I was very competitive. We were spending the summer together in Rhode Island. I was like, there's no freaking way. I was like, I'm being number two. So I changed my name from Uncle Hunter to Hoo Hoo. Uh-huh. And I was like, I worked my ass off and I lost. I lost the battle.
She ended up saying dada before, or mama before Hoo Hoo.
Which is bullshit, because Uncle Hoo Hoo is a fire name. Mm-hmm. It is fire. Babes love calling me Uncle Hoo Hoo. Hootie Hoo! So have we figured out if Wad Zombie's a dude or a guy, chick yet?
I don't know. The only thing we can go off of is his name on Instagram, which if you click into the profile, you see the name Wad Zombie. That's his @, right? But then you have to register as like a first name, last name. And I think the first name, last name is Nick. The only thing we can think of is Nick, Nicolaya.
Nicolette, though.
Nicole.
Dude, old Michelle. School builder, dude. That's what's going around the world right now. Vintage builder. Do you know how many people beg me for this?
One.
These things are probably worth $150, $200 a container right now. People buy this shit on the black market.
That was cherry limeade flavor.
Woo!
Some cherry limeade.
Oh. Don't tickle me with that shit, daddy.
I need some cherry limeade in my life.
So you competed 2 weekends ago in Chicago. A lot of big stuff happened over the weekend too. Yeah, in Dallas. Supposedly our friend and family member Marshall Couples ran a 125. What a pussy.
Well, what did Caleb come through as?
Caleb got hurt
going through. Oh no.
Caleb was hurt when he came out to come hang out with me for the past couple days. Like, he could barely move. He had to walk home on the trail. He was wrecked. Yeah.
Was this because he went too hard in the first couple days?
No, dude, he showed up hurt. He didn't even get to like really participate.
Dude, I would imagine Caleb had some words for that. Showing up already hurt, already a pussy.
I want to brag on myself right now. This last week, I set like a PR in bench press that I haven't done in years. I PR'd my run that I've been doing for 8 years behind my house without even trying. And then I set the world record for the Hyrox inside of my gym. And I know it's a gym Hyrox, but I've been doing this for a living, so I know when a good one's good or not. Like, I ripped this thing to freaking shreds, dude. I'm feeling like an absolute beast.
Was this in the meat factory gym at the storage shed unit?
I did it at the house. So I got a new coach, and he just came over and he goes, Hunter, I want you to try it like this. And I had never done it before. Mm-hmm. And I just beat the living piss out of myself to get the time that he wanted me to. He had me set the treadmill at 520 pace, which is a 313K.
Okay.
And everything else in between, I could just figure out as I went.
So you just kept running in the background or running at speed? Because sometimes, like, the treadmill will do, like, an auto sense. So if it doesn't feel any motion on it, then it'll shut down.
No, this thing's an old POS. It just stays at full pace. Let's see if I can find this thing. Where is this time? I was going to show it to you. I was really excited.
Who? Somebody wants to know what you hit on that bench.
I got 295.
God damn, boy.
I got 295, which is good for me. I felt really good about it. I'm not gonna find this thing. It's actually driving me nuts. I don't know where the hell it is. 'Cause it should be right in here. Oh, yep, 51 minutes and 18 seconds. There it is. Boom.
Wow. So do you set a, so are you're doing that at the Malibu home? So I've seen you train a lot with the Represent Boys. So are you setting up the sled right outside in the walkway, like in the overhang? And you got the carpet and you just push the sleds through there?
Yeah. So I just kind of go back and forth and I set the stations up all over the place and then I'll add 2 minutes for the rock zone.
Probably better than the dirt path out there trying to drag the sled with your feet slipping.
That's how I started. That's how I
Yeah.
started. That's how I started. I don't know what the hell is going on with all these records right now in High Rocks. I don't like, I mean, the courses always change. So, you know, for Antonio Banderas or whatever the heck your name is, Mr. Lopez, the reality is that it's horses, not courses. Like you just got to focus on beating people because all these records are kind of just, you know, they're
Do you
silly.
mean, well, horse is not a course. So beat the horse at the race that you're competing at, not necessarily, oh, I won whatever, Churchill Downs, so that means I just have an overall epic time. Well, okay, you could have that course and record, but when I show up on the day of, you beat me at the course that we're at that day.
Yeah, like I know this sounds ridiculous because I don't really know a lot about football, but like imagine if you won like the NFC Championship and then there's the other team and they're all like you're the championship of your you know your region and then all of a sudden you get to state or you get to go to the championships and then you just get wrecked
Yeah.
by the real people. Like the Europeans are always like we're so fit and then all of a sudden they came to America and you know
They're
the Europeans
sometimes
got
slower.
Ruined.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the shit beaten out of them. Who's Lucas Call? This is a new guy. How tall are you? Do you have an ideal weight for High Rocks? I would say on a good day, I'm 6'2, but in reality, I'm probably 6'1. I've gotten shorter over time from all this weightlifting and probably just hurting the hell out of my body. Who's
Yeah,
two-time in Turkey Tom, by the way?
I don't know. I just wanted an alliteration.
Yeah. So I want to cover some stuff. Today we were really here to celebrate the fact that Ryan destroyed Alex in this weight loss competition, body transformation challenge, but Alex decided not to participate. I think
He took
Alex
the day off today.
intentionally dodged. He said, "Oh, I have a lot of stuff going on." I think he intentionally dodged the this call. I
He
think
said
Alex
he's
got
taking
really
vacation.
quiet.
Now, I'll give it to him because he works his ass off, so it's definitely warranted. But it did seem a little bit sus that the day that we were going to announce the winner, he's like, that's my vacation day.
Yeah, I think Alex was all about the hype, but then all of a sudden he kind of was like the Conor McGregor. Like he was super into building up the hype and then when he gets the shit beaten out of him, like just disappears really quick.
He's going
Disappears really
back to
quick.
his
He's on to
yacht.
the next thing. Yeah. I mean, I think Alex put in a ton of work, but it was misdirected work. It was misguided work. And originally I tried to sit down with Alex and give him some tips
Yeah.
and we ended up getting in like a little tiff at the table, and I was like, "All right, dude, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out."
You can lead the
And
horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
yeah, and the thing that happens with transformations, dude, is it's everything has to do with diet. Everything has to do with diet. Like
I think
right
he was putting
now,
in the work for it. The distance was there. Like, yes, he ran a hell of a lot more than me. He probably hiked on all your stuff to film, and then he was doing the workouts himself. But I think he missed the other 50%, which is the nutrition side.
yeah, no, it's massive. Gav's telling us that England's no longer part of the EU. We knew that, dude. I own a business over there. So quit trying to tell us what's up, you damn peasant. You know, in reality, yeah, dude, if anybody wants to have a transformation, like we sell transformations a couple times a year, especially around the summertime. And we always say it happens in the kitchen. Like a big part of what we're going to talk about today is just how to handle the holidays. So that you guys do not get fat over the holidays. Like, I have got a championship coming up in like under 14 days. Admittedly, I'm sitting at 209 pounds right now. Like, the last thing I want to do, and I was at 215 pounds when I was in Birmingham, So I already got 6 pounds off. The last thing I want to do is put those 6 pounds back on.
Yeah.
And it's not because, like, let's just say all of a sudden every single day I was putting on an extra hour of training. It's not going to fight off the fact that last night I immediately landed off the plane and my family and I had some beers and some wine. And then all of a sudden you're having steak and you're dipping it in blue cheese
Butter.
fondue and like all this kind of shit. You're going out of your way. You can't out train a bad diet at a certain point. So Alex was
Yeah,
just kind of fighting a fire that was he couldn't maintain.
I think what people, when they hear you say, I have McDonald's, I mean, you're boisterous about it. You eat McDonald's. But then the other side of that, even though you film a lot and you post a lot of your workouts, is you aren't posting the 4 hour bike ride that you go on. You aren't posting the 3 hour mountain run that you go on. So all that volume ends up, you aren't out training the bad diet. Yes, McDonald's isn't the healthiest, but all the volume that you do is overseeing all the one time meal of 1,000 calories, because that's burned off in your 4 hour bike ride up mountains.
I also have so much more muscle mass than people like Alex. Like Alex and I almost weigh the same amount. We're probably like I'm about 10 pounds heavier than Alex, but I probably have about 25 pounds of more muscle on my body than Alex does.
Muscle mass.
And
So
that makes a humongous difference in someone's metabolism.
Yashusha, right? Last live, ate rice, lean ground beef, 97.3. Yep, lunch and dinner. So I was feeling, I would carb up before my runs when I would have a long training session, like a high rock sim or like a 10 mile run. So I would have an extra scoop of a carb drink, which was like 30 grams carbs, and eat an apple and a banana. I was on a calorie deficit. So my baseline, I think, is like 2,300 or probably 2,400 calories. And for the entire time of this, it was actually less than 8 weeks. So I went September 9th through November 1, and I did lose those 13 pounds or 14 pounds. So the entire time I was eating about 1,900 calories. So being fueled up, I fueled up as much as I could within that window of calories. But I was definitely, I mean, there would have been better ways to fuel for those runs. I was definitely not feeling 100%. I was just trucking through. And going off of and trying to fuel during the run with like gel packets and stuff. So I was definitely feeling fatigued on those longer runs, but it's just what had to be done.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. I'm the kind of guy who likes fasting, and we'll get into this in the show notes. Well, we might as well just tackle it. So, this is something I will tell people. There's people that really like to have like measured out food in boxes. Like, it sounds like Parker and Ryan were working on super specific measured food. I don't
I had a
really.
scale that went off of like you eat 9 ounces for lunch, 9 ounces for dinner. And I was measuring it, but that just worked for me.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person that doesn't live like that. Like Ryan, as far as I know, lives in Crown Point, Indiana, and is in like three different rooms at all times. Like, meaning he goes from his house to his gym, to his parents' house, back to his house. Like, he lives a very measured and contained life. Where if you're somebody like myself, where you're all over the place, I have two different homes, I'm in like five different countries every single month, it feels like. I'm the kind of person that limits hours rather than puts foods in boxes. So I will fast on Sundays and only have like the last meal of the day. So yesterday I didn't eat any food and I only had dinner. And I can
Okay.
have water and coffee all day long. And I think fasting is one of these kind of things where there's religious fasting, there's medical fasting, and then there's, diet-based fasting. And the shorter it is, obviously, I think it has like less returns, but you're shutting down the food window. And basically, what ends up happening is obviously, if you're eating, let's say, five meals a day and you limit it down to one, even though you may pack the volume of two meals into that one meal, you only have so much room in your stomach. So you're not going to all of a sudden, like, let's just say every single day I had five sandwiches over five different meals. Let's say at the end of the day, if I didn't eat anything and I basically only had that one meal, I couldn't force myself to eat three sandwiches just because I'm really hungry. Like, I can't fit three Subway sandwiches inside my stomach at one time. So it ends up helping out a ton. And so, like, one thing that I'll tell people, we didn't end up doing the fight the fat, the fight the fat training camp that we usually do
Winter.
this year, just because we're focusing so much on Black Friday for Builder. But we were going to build a fasting calendar where we were going to show people days of fasting leading up to between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And one of the things I should tell you guys, if you're planning on having a big blowout this
For the
week,
Thanksgiving Day.
yeah, on Thanksgiving Day, I would give yourself, I would fast basically this Sunday, which I just did, and I would fast on Friday and I would fast on Sunday. Like, if you're not going to want to all of a sudden show up to Thanksgiving starved. So just hang out and have like a decent time over the next couple of days, blow yourself out of the water on Thanksgiving, and then the next day you're going to feel like shit anyways. Just don't eat any food. Don't go back for leftovers. And then on Saturday you can go back for leftovers because they're definitely going to still be there, but it'll be limited because most of the people in the family have been picking at it a little bit. Double down on Saturday and then fast again on Sunday, and I promise you,
Be
you will
back.
get out of this week feeling a lot better. And fasting just been one of these kind of things for me that it's made a massive difference.
You know, it's kind of weird eating the way that I've been eating over the past 8 weeks. It's been like very few trans fats, if at any, and the 97.3 ground beef. And then yesterday, you know, I had a cookout with Jen and her kids and my parents. We had a great time and I had some Doritos and I wanted to get in on that. Now I did what Ryan Kent did. I put the bag up and just put it on my plate. So I didn't eat the whole thing. But after I got done eating that, I felt just kind of antsy and itchy and just not well. So I think just the food that I digested, it just made me feel just kind of gross. And it was like, I think it was dedicated to those Doritos. Now, would I go back and not eat them? No, because I really wanted them. But just eating better just makes you feel better. And I never really kind of got that because I always kind of threw Doritos into my daily food. But then after not having them for so long and eating them yesterday, I just kind of really did feel like shit at the end of the day. And like I had, you know, healthy burgers, but it was just eating those trans fats on the For the one time I just got done with it and I just felt weird. And I was like, it's probably the food that you consumed.
Yeah,
Do
dude,
you
one.
have I remember last year you have maybe it was for the Christmas time, but you had a breakdown of a workout that you do, and I think it was like six different exercises
Oh, I
and
always do that. The
my time.
250, five movements, 50 reps at each. So that was another thing that I was going to put in here. Like, when it comes around Thanksgiving, I think a really important thing that people can do on the holidays is you guys got to have like your version of a hero wad, like the CrossFit. The CrossFit wad, and I usually do 1,000 push-ups on Thanksgiving. You know, that's something that takes me around 60 minutes, 70 minutes. And then another piece is I have my hero wad that I always do on Christmas, which is 50 bench at 225, 50 squats at
Deadlifts.
225, 50 cleans at 225, 50 lunges at 225, and 50 push press at 225. And sometimes I do chin ups, and I just put like a I put 50 pounds around my waist, and it ends up being a lot heavier, but it just kind of feels fun. And I think that's one of those kind of things where if you're gonna go to war on food, you gotta go to war on your body first. I'm a big believer in it. There's no point in just sitting there like and just gorging on food. You're always gonna feel awful. There's never been a holiday that I do not feel awful afterwards, and it's tough, man. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you're not gonna not participate. I hate that person that shows up at the party that's like, oh, I don't eat this kind of food.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm vegan. Like, I don't care that you're vegan. There's vegan options. Like, oh, that's not really my kind of vegan food. I'm like, so you're an asshole? That's what you're telling me? You're above all of this? You're above a good time? Like, if you're gonna come home for the holidays, you might as well participate. So I'm here to fully participate in this whole holiday experience. I'm probably not gonna drink. I actually haven't drank with volume in a really long time.
Yeah. I would
I
say that.
kind of I burnt myself out this summer. I did things that I didn't think were humanly possible with the amount of consumption that I was taking in.
I like the 50 breakdown. We'll probably have Cy or Max make that, because I scaled it, because I mean, Dylan, don't listen to this, but I can't bench 225 at all. So I'd probably put those weights that you just said probably at my body weight for back squat and all that. And then you could finish it out the entire time. Like, pick a weight that you can do for all of those things. And then I also, you know what I really fucking hate is the training companies that are like, that shame you for wanting to eat all out on the Thanksgiving day or the Christmas day. And they're like, now you need to scale this because, you know, you're in a train. It's like, one day isn't going to help hurt you. What kills you is the eating the one day, and then you never recover from that, and you continue to eat like that. So blow it all out on the one day and then go back to your training, and it's not going to derail you for the one day. I hate these. Now, here's a modified Thanksgiving that you can eat when you bring it to your family. No, eat what's there, and then you'll be good on the way home, or day after. Just get back to your shit.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense because you just know most people aren't going to live like that. And being the group of people that tries to be these hardos, by the way, most hardos that I meet are actually kind of fragile people because they have a humongous chink in their armor that they don't want you to see. And that's why they make all these noises. So all it takes is just like 1 second
To
to
see
expose them and
you, yeah,
unravel them.
the fitness person that you always see posting, like, here's my healthy food here, well, because that's my lifestyle, and then you put the one plate of having a donut on your plate, and they're like, oh, see, I knew you were gonna fail, you were gonna eat that fat. Yes, and then I'm gonna go back to crushing it tomorrow.
Yeah. Dude, that's the whole reason why I was trying to go partake in the whole Liver King thing. Like,
Are you gonna do that? I thought it was like November 15th through the 18th.
they never contacted me back. They were like really in, they were emailing me. They're like, we'll get you the tickets out, all this kind of stuff. And then I wrote the proposed date and then they never wrote me back. I had the call and everything. But I was mainly going there to basically just go wreck the guy because he lives a such like an extreme and crazy lifestyle that's unattainable, unlivable, and unwantable. Unwanted by 99.9% of society. And he's trying to promote that. And I was like, dude, I drink beer. I eat McDonald's. I eat processed food. And I will wreck you on every metric of life. Every single metric of life that you want, whether it be lifting, shooting, barbarian, whatever. If you want to eat testicles, see who can eat them faster. I'll fucking eat testicles faster than you, turd. And I just want to show society like that's reality. And I have a very balanced life. I don't eat raw organ meat to try to look like something. I look like the majority of human beings with a little bit more muscle mass and a little bit leaner. I don't look like a big red ass, like burnt, sunburnt strawberry of a man. And I don't eat raw meat all the time to have a figure that's not really that good looking to begin with, and secondly, not really that valued. Like that dude can't do a lot. So I was just trying to go show the world balance. I was like, this is just a regular guy. Well, not regular. I do a lot of unregular stuff, but a regular lifestyle that does amazing things, is
I
what I'm
think
trying to
what they were
say.
trying, I think they probably put the cart in front of the horse. They're like, oh, we got another guy that's looks tough, and just spawn probably a profile picture that they pulled. And then they probably did some research. They're like, oh, this guy actually knows what he's doing, and we aren't going to be able to put him in the mix with everyone else because it's going to be Hunter finishes first and then everyone else is second on every other event that they do.
Yeah. So this guy Lucas Call is asking what a hardo is. So a hardo is kind of this person who creates this lifestyle that's like so measured, so freaky, so over the top to keep themselves in a certain kind of mental state and place that it's like it's unruly to be around. Like a David Goggins or these people that have these like super measured crazy diets and they have to wake up at 3 a.m. every single day to do this, that, and the other thing. I've been competing as long as almost any athlete on the planet at a high level. And, you know, I consider myself to be like the Tom Brady of this, high hybrid type of space. And let me tell you something, dude. I've been to so many of these competitions, and I've been with the guy who's got the leanest six pack, the most regimented attitude, the most specific dialed in thing. They've got the Whoop on, they weigh themselves, they do
Drink,
ice
old
baths and
drink.
recovery, they have all the perfect supplements, they only train at this kind of gym, they don't have any EMF in their house at any time, this, that, and the other thing. And they are the first people to fall apart in competition every single time. They're the biggest pussies because what ends up happening is they live life in train tracks. And as soon as there's a little bump, the whole thing shakes.
The
And if
rails.
all of a sudden you go anywhere that your train tracks haven't been before, you're completely out of alignment. And it's so easy to stir those people up. I mean, I specifically specialize in finding these people, studying their psychology and unraveling them right in front of themselves. And I just beat them everywhere. I mean, I've done anything you can imagine in the sport, all of these sports, and I've been at the top of all of them. And it's so easy to find these people and wreck them. And they're very, very, they're a lot more like they're a lot easier to break down than you think. They're usually the best looking on camera, but when it comes to actual taking action, being a fucking Billy Badass, never there.
I
The person
think
who's the most measured never is.
it may have been a couple years ago now, but there was a battle between you and a guy that I think was placed on like Men's Fitness magazine, and he had this challenge. He's like $5,000, or it might have been something
It was
crazy, like
10 grand,
$10,000.
and I can't
Yeah,
remember the name of the guy.
for the it was like an incline run on a treadmill with a weight vest on, and you saw the stats that he did, and you're like, I can do that and beat that. And then when you actually message him and said, okay, set it up, I'll do it, you just like went radio silence.
Shut his page down.
Yeah.
Shut his page down. Yeah, the internet's a weird place, dude. Everybody likes to show their pictures, and nobody likes to show up. It's a bunch of pussies. So we had our Black Friday thing kick off today. I'm really excited about it, and we've already gotten a lot of great traction. But one of my advisors, somebody who's been like really in my corner for a long time, wrote me immediately and was like, "Why? Why did you do this?" And we got 100 good answers and then one bad one, so you can't let that sink into you. But we started our Black Friday comedy week, and we started out with the day in the life of a strong man, and it's going really well. I mean, we're having a lot of amazing participants. Let's see how many comments we're at right now. We haven't even posted this thing an hour ago. I bet you I'm hoping to get this thing up to 100,000 views today. So we have to share it. Everybody's got to share this thing. You guys, if you're watching this today and you're part of our live stream, it means one of you're the people who watches it regularly. Go check out what we put up on my page, and it's the start of our Builder Sports Comedy Week. And we'd appreciate if you guys shared it. I really want to see if I can get this to 100,000 views. We're already at 15,000 in less than an hour. I'm betting that we can break 100 grand. I want to take over the internet because what happens on Friday, the piece that we put together on Friday, is world class. It is going to be so much fun. And I want to basically see if we can make this week go viral. I don't even know how to go viral, but this is our attempt as a team to do it.
I, at one point, it was during the race that we were commenting on. I had all the videos that were supposed to be posted, and we were going to run them as commercials, but I don't have them at my fingertips, so I don't want to
I had to
delay,
shut
but
it down. Our team started like randomly like post it and everything, and I started views starting to go up in our private folders. And I was like, "Who the fuck released these things, guys?" I was like, "Someone's gonna get teeth pulled out of their head." And we had to rein it all back in. Oh, who's Nick
so,
Hoyer?
oh, he's got an amazing story. I think, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you're at like over a 100+ pound weight loss
He's
story.
part of our team, right? I've seen
Yes,
him before.
he's
Yes.
definitely, yeah.
What's up,
Him
brother?
and Jarek Bercia.
Bakige? Where is
Bar
he
yeah.
today? I'm so disappointed. Dude, okay, this is another thing that we're bringing on. I'm pretty excited about this. So A while ago, I sat with myself and
It's 200. There you go,
I've been
Nick. 200.
speaking on this for a while. I just really do not like what's going on with the media and our sports. I've been talking about it for a really long time, and I eventually just got so fed up. I hired Alex as my cousin 1 year ago in October, and the amount of growth that we've had in 1 year is crazy. And he filmed me in a boat. Like, we started out there, and I was like, dude, just trust me. We have a dream. And now we have one, two, three, four. We have four full-time people working on our media team at all times. I mean, it's an exhausting and a very exciting team that's producing stuff at a rate that I can't even imagine. And one of the biggest pieces I said, I was like, we are going to be consistent with this podcast. I asked Ryan to participate on it with me, and I think we're at like, what, 50 or 60 shows now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at 60 shows now. And then I basically decided, I was like, we're going to also create the Barstool Sports of, we're going to create the Barstool Sports of hybrid fitness, you know, jiu-jitsu, Spartan racing, weird fringe sports. And that's why we rebranded it from Morningwood Radio to Here to Party Sports. And one of the first podcasts that we're going to bring under our wing is Bar Talk Media. We're going to bring these girls in. They're the first chicks that we're bringing under our umbrella. We usually are a very dude-centric company, and I was like, these chicks are funny. They got their shit together. They've got so much raw potential, and I think that they're going to be stars. They probably may be more successful than us. Like, these are the call her daddy version of the sports world. So I'm really excited to introduce those girls to you guys, and you'll be seeing more of them. But this is just a start. This is just a start. And also, I'm really excited that Jared Bacchia is here today. And I want to know, are you part of this weight loss challenge between Nick Hoyer? Is there a competition going on between you two guys?
No, it's Nick Hoyer and Joshua Stech. I can't pronounce the full last name. I haven't been told how to pronounce it, but it's Joshua Stech and Nick. Jared is on his own weight loss journey with house training and has been here, I think, for probably 2 years. And I think he's on 160 plus deficit weight loss that, from the start of his journey. So congratulations, Jared.
Are you guys going to fast during Thanksgiving? So just coming from two people that are basically like on the weight loss, like what are you guys planning on doing for the holidays? Because I want to know what the average man's plan is. Mine is basically just fast. Like I'm allowed to eat like a pig, or I'm not allowed to eat at all. I gotta ask. And Bar Talk Media, if you guys are really
You
on
know
here,
what?
you
You
guys are well
lived.
more than welcome to weigh in, because I know that you guys have a bunch of clients. What do you guys suggest for people that are trying to get through the holidays and not get fat? And you guys should hold challenges for your fans that would be awesome and informative. We do. We hold challenges all the time. It's kind of a
You
big
know what
part of
the
our company.
next challenge between me and Alex are going to be?
Yeah, let's hear about this.
I think we're gonna do a solo High Rocks, me versus Alex next year. He really wants to do pro, and he goes, "Well, what's the difference between pro and open?" And I was like, "The weight." And he's like, "Well, I got the body on you, so I could get up on the sled and just be faster." And I think he's underestimating the sled. I think we should go open. He's really
Are you
pushing.
guys both doing LA or are you guys doing
No,
DC?
no, no, no. LA would be too quick. DC puts us out, like gives me a 3 month training program because that would be like March 2nd.
It sounds like Parker's trying to get into this also. He DM'd me and he said he wanted a little bit of help with coaching. And I was like, all right, let me do some thinking. Let me do some thinking. I think if I had to guess, the
Oh,
potential
here you
for
go, Trey.
Alex's potential is pretty raw, and he's got a big ceiling, if you get what I'm trying to say. Like, you're going to actually have more trouble with Alex than you think.
I think his
And
run is there. I think he's underestimating the weights that he's going to have to push and pull on the sleds right off the bat, which is why Parker and I, the start of 2024 are going to go into like a compromised running cycle.
yeah. I
Then
think
I'm
the biggest
going
thing for you is if you can get your running stamina up,
to hard.
you'll get Alex. But let me tell you, dude, that dude's got no quit. I've taken him on some of the most fucked up adventures and workouts ever, and he doesn't quit. And I think that's because he spent so much time in his youth rollerblading and just like being abandoned in the middle of nowhere, Detroit, and having to rollerblade home miles and miles and miles. And when you have that kind of grit and determination, a 5 mile race, piece of cake.
Well, I think at one point he rollerbladed from the San Diego airport to where we were at for Battle Bunker first year.
Dude,
He's like, I
he rollerbladed a marathon.
All
That's
right, Jared,
crazy.
Jared's plan is I follow meal plan, but Thanksgiving, I'll do a fast the day before. Go ham on Thursday. It's a good plan, Jared.
Yeah. Coach Parker, what are your plans for the holidays? And are you actually going to show up and participate in a High Rocks with these guys at DC? Because that'd be pretty intense if we had like a really big showing. All of our team showing, shutting people down. I put some cash on Parker being a sub 70 guy to start.
In pro or open?
Oh, pro, for sure.
Time to put the big boy pants on.
The girls are saying biggest thing that we tell our clients is to have a set plan for the weekend following Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's what I was saying. You got to have the double fast day, otherwise that's where the real damage is done.
Is the week after the Thanksgiving, to where it's like you have the comfort food and everything that's been put into Tupperware bowls and just the constant go back to the fridge. You can still have that, but just have your reg as like a topping on top, just like a one or two bites. But I'd go back to your normal eating after.
Dude, the McIntyres and the Garahans, more so the Garahans, the thing that is the most dangerous for us is the consumption of booze. Like they consume booze at a rate that I can't even begin to tell you. It's like a fire hydrant. Like it's just pouring out at a rate that you cannot stop. And they consume it so regularly that drinking does start around 10 a.m. Like Thanksgiving, we'll do the turkey trot that we do every single year. And we'll basically finish that by 9, 9:30. Everyone gets home. And my brother Garrett will start drinking beer at 10 o'clock. And then
That's
he'll
right
peer
around
pressure.
when the parade starts.
Yeah. And then he'll start peer pressuring you. And next thing you know, you're drinking also. And between 10 and noon, you'll have a minimum of 5 drinks. That's just like 2 or 3 an hour. Because you just finished a turkey trot, you're a little bit thirsty and excited. Then food starts hitting, and that's when Garrett or somebody else will start bringing out cocktails, like just
Oh.
weird cocktails that you can't control. You know, whether it's an Aperol Spritz or some kind of
Couple
like
martinis.
colada. Yeah. And you know what's interesting? My brother has this like incredibly slim physique. And he's very put together. He shows up and works every single day. Like we went running this morning and he started out at a 640 mile.
Wow.
You'd never know, but Garrett's body is like a furnace. It just consumes these things and
Just burns it.
I'm exhausted. And I'm telling you, dude, so you're now having cocktails and all of a sudden now all of a sudden the meal hits around like 4 o'clock or something like that, and you're having wine with it. It just keeps on going, and there's just all these different avenues of substance.
I would imagine that tryptophan in the turkey hits you hard after all of that, and you guys are napping by like 5:30.
There's no napping, dude. There's just
Hey, you
savagery.
can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. You can't start that marathon.
Couple years
Hey.
ago, my what's up?
Oh, I was just going to say Parker, in all his infinite wisdom, decided to give me an 18-miler or 20-miler on the Friday of Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving's Thursday. So Friday, I'm looking at that. I might
I
try
don't
to
think
push
that's a
the
bad idea. I think
middle of
you're actually going to have a lot in your tank, so you might
yeah.
as well just burn it the
Use
hell
it.
off. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do for fitness this week. I might have to go to Manhattan today, and I'm
You
trying
need
to
to go
stay
to
on top of
the
my game.
bank. You need to go to the bank.
I
Okay.
know that. That's what I'm having to go do in Manhattan. We're in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut. I mean, we're not in the middle of nowhere. We're in Greenwich, but a lot of the stuff that I have to do for work today is in New York. New York, I tell a lot of people this, is the fitness capital of the country, if not the world.
Really?
The best gyms, every single fitness fad, basically, other than maybe F-45 came out of Australia. It's come from New York City. The cycling
Peloton's
in.
based in Peloton's a New York based company.
Yeah, dude. The cycling
Where that's where
industry,
the main
Barry's
studio
Boot
is.
Camp, all of these like SLT, strength and length and tone, all this stuff comes out of New York City.
Orange
And
Theory?
I think Orange Theory probably didn't come out of there if I had to guess, but the idea of the style of classes, New York City. Everything, all of the best trainers, the celebrity trainers, New York City. They may move to California afterwards because they want to live that lifestyle, but man, if you want to get your foot started in the business, like you got to start in New York City. There's just so much stuff going on. And that's where I got my fitness career started. Like I learned a ton.
Here we
The
go.
dominance of the RMR crew is a bit concerning, is almost looking like an underdog now. I know, dude. I
I
mean,
will
listen.
say congratulations to Ryan Kent and Meg for hitting the mixed doubles. They're RMR. Yeah, they hit the mixed doubles world record over the weekend.
Yeah, I think that you could say that for the sake of just having a conversation, but between those three people versus me, their records, their world championships, all three of them don't have a world title. I have 10. I have more world records than all three of them combined. And if I spent more time racing like they did, I'd have more world records. But I mean, Brian, if you want to keep on bringing up shitty information on my podcast, you're welcome to show up anytime that you want, and I'll run over you just like I run over them. But I'm really glad that they've started a business. I mean, I think
Yeah,
Pyrox is just like
congratulations.
CrossFit. There's so many opportunities right now. You'd be stupid not to try to put your hand in the business world of Hyrox if you're a trainer or have any kind of good ideas if you're successful. But Brian, I don't think you should put anything in there because you already have dog shit information. But yeah, I think there's a lot of success to be had. And I believe Megan stopped working at her like her big girl job and has become more of a
Put it
full-time
all in.
athlete. And Ryan Kent is doing the same thing. Rich Ryan's doing the same thing. So those guys have a really awesome opportunity ahead of them. It's just interesting though, the United States business is probably about 30%, if not 20%, the size of the European business. So if you really want to be successful in this thing, you're in the UK or Europe. Like James Kelly moved to Germany because he recognized that
Get stuff going.
he couldn't get stuff going in Australia. It's just too slow of a market.
Well, maybe he hit a. I think it's more like, okay, here's the maximum growth that I see in Australia, but here's the bigger fish in the bigger pond.
Yeah.
Just they moved off to Germany.
Do you know what our business is like? I really don't look at the metrics and you don't have to like give me specifics, but do you ever pay attention to the people that listen to this after the fact? Because I just recognized, I was like, people who listen to this after the fact, it's not going to make any sense because we're having conversation with people's in the notes. And
They might not see the live show. Well, they see what comment that is posted within the video, but they do see our videos. But as far as like the chat, the only way it would make sense is if while they were watching, they had or they were watching it via YouTube. Because we
yeah.
do have this on Alex has set it up with Apple and Spotify, and we do have our video going. But the only thing the video would be is if they see this, you know, when we push the comments to the screen. Just
This
makes you
guy
more time to watch live. And more
asked,
views.
how can Hyrox avoid falling into the OCR path? Hyrox, what happened with obstacle course racing is they expanded too quickly. Like what ended up happening with Tough Mudder, which was a far bigger business than Spartan Race, is they ended up producing like 6 to 8 different races in one venue at a time. There was the 5K, the 5 miler, the 10 miler. There was like the ultra distance one. There was the dog race one, and they couldn't handle the bandwidth. They couldn't handle the bandwidth, and they were taking their products and spreading it out across tons of different races, multiple every single weekend, all over the world. And I believe their product, like what ends up happening with these companies is they end up expanding too quickly. Like we could, even our business could expand too quickly, but their product ended up getting really watered down because it's an experience-based event. So if you heard a couple of weekends ago in Dublin, I don't know if you guys have heard the buzz about this, but it was just like a really poorly designed race, like a lot of bad negative
IROPS?
feedback. Yeah, there's a lot of negative feedback about that. So they had this really successful one in Birmingham, and then a weekend afterwards they had Dublin, and at least the community in the UK is bitching and moaning about it tremendously. And now they're going into the biggest one in history, which is going to be in London. And if there's somewhat of the same fiasco that happened in Dublin in London, I think what ends up happening is you put a hole in the boat in the UK market and it slowly starts sinking. Now, if they can do London very well, now everyone's like really pumped and they're motivated to get a better time at the next one. If it ends up being just like a hot mess, when ends like you're going to start to see what ended up happening in the obstacle racing community. There's just too, they grew too big for their infrastructure and they were unable to support a quality product. And all it takes is like me going into a restaurant and showing up once and I really liked it. The second time, my food's cold, it tastes shitty, the service is bad. I'm not going back to the restaurant. I'm like, hey, man, I only get one night to go out on a date night a week and I'm not showing up here if the food sucks and the service sucks. Hey,
What
I
was
only get to, what's that?
the dig for Dublin? Do they just have too many people on the course and not knowing when people are going off?
They couldn't get people in and out of it. Like, you're supposed to get a patch when you're done. Supposedly, none of those things showed up. Like, there was just like a lot of stuff. And I'm only speaking from what I heard, but I heard it from enough people to know that it was a bad experience. So I'm hoping they don't do that. You know, it already kind of happened in the United States where I think it was they had people on the team that weren't managing it very well, and now they've switched it up and they have better people on the team. So that's pretty cool. But I just hope they don't expand at a rate that can't sustain their growth, because what that means is businesses like us that are really heavily relying on the success of HYROX, woo, be in trouble. Yeah. So that's my opinion. They probably don't like me talking about this, but also another thing that they could do is continue to put out the shittiest media possible. I think
Grainy feed.
if I end up investing a ton of money into HYROX, meaning I'm a brand, it ends up being a title sponsor, and then all of a sudden you see content like what they put out, you're just like, ugh. Because now all of a sudden I'm the head of marketing for a major brand, and all of a sudden I have to tell my CEO, they're like, hey, what was going on? What was this all about? And you're just like, I can't explain it.
Yeah, because you don't have the ability to fix that. I mean, you do, but will they allow you to do it? Probably not.
There's this guy, Ben Ellis, who looks like a skinny dude. Ben Ellis, it looks like you need to do a lot of strength training based on the picture you got up there. For me, I have a very different style of strength training than you probably would. Not to say, I'm just teasing you, dude. But the best thing you could do is go get involved in our house training company and find a program that works best for you. But there's some people that strength train once a week, and there's some people that strength train 3 times a week. Like, I have a bunch of one-on-one clients, and there's some people that I have to strength train 3 times a week, and there's other people I only give them one session. And like, I'll give you an example. This one guy took 4 minutes off of his, and he's already very fast. Like, he took 4 minutes off of his run time, and I only had him strength training once a week because the dude already bench presses 255 for three. And it's like, what am I going to do, man? Like, why would I bring you up to 275 for three when I could just really work on your running? And he had a really, really great time. Myself, I only strength train maybe twice a week because I'm already too big. Like, I'm a fat man. I need to just lose some weight. I need to start fasting.
Same
But
thing out.
we're all different.
Okay, that's OP.
Hunter said that he was a superstar before the weight, and that's why he can splurge on the calories. Yeah. That's an old picture. Ben. You know, Ben's doing what the chicks do on the dating apps, where they have an old picture of themselves, and then all of a sudden you meet them in real life and you're like, holy crap, who's
Oh.
this? Well, they're like, oh, that's like one of my favorite pictures from 2020. And I'm like, so
Two
you've been
years
eating.
ago was a long time, girl.
You're eating since COVID, eating a lot of food. Ben, so you're 200 pounds, man. You probably don't need to strength train, dude. Just your weight alone probably makes you strong enough to crush all of the stations and HYROX. You know, you just need to get on a proper plan. Ben, do you even do HYROX? Or are you just a bodybuilder who likes talking shit? Let me go look at the notes and then we'll probably have to get out of here. But what are you doing for the holidays, dude? Tell me about your life.
I'm going over to my aunt's house. We're going to do Thanksgiving over there. Now I'm going to run a turkey trot in my hometown with
Nice.
my marathon partner. He's flying in from out of state, and we're going to run that. Crush some turkey, maybe have a little drinky drink, and then I got to cut it off because I got a long ass run on Friday.
I like that. I like that a lot, baby. I gotta really clean up my act and make sure that I end up having. If it's a 5K, I'm trying to break. I'm gonna try to break 15, 16 minutes in the
You
5K.
go all out for the, are you obviously you're racing the Turkey Trot 5K or whatever it is. So you go out as just like a regular run, or you try to win it all?
I'm going for gold. I mean, it's here in Stanford. There's one in Greenwich. Like, I'm just going to beat the living piss out of these people so that they just be like, who was that big man? Oh, AI.
Well, you got 50% of the community that's out there that just came off of Blackout Thursday. So
No.
they went hard the night before because generally companies give you off work on what, no, Blackout Wednesday, because then Thursday's is
Oh yeah, dude. That's like that's the DUI capital of the year. Russell, if I were you, dude, I would do House Pro for sure. That's definitely the thing that you want to do if you want to get in really, really good shape. I would also suggest the Ultimate Engine program would be a really good fit, and I would just put swimming in some of the base runs.
yeah, 18 miles.
Will asking about weight vest training after I'm done with Murph. I think the weight vest is really, really good. I will just say that the weight vest can hurt you. Like, I've just overworked my body so many times using weight vest because you just don't get it. You're doing so much more volume and it just gets into your tendons and joints and stuff and it messes you up. Like, my quads are tighter than it's ever been. My back creaks and cracks. And every single time, the two times I've gone after Murph record, it happens. And I have to be really careful.
How much mobility work are you doing? Stretching, opening up
Look
hips.
at that right there. Look at that right there. Okay. Bitch, are you trying to get punched right now? Yeah. I probably should do some more, but I don't think it's going to change that much with the mobility. Like, it's hard to recover from these sessions. It really is. So I'm down to like two sessions a week. I was doing 3 to 4 sessions a week, and then all of a sudden I tipped over the edge and I tweaked part of my body and I was just like, okay, pull back. And I haven't
Pull it.
done any real Murph work in 2 weeks because I was just like, I don't want to mess around. I don't want to mess around. I'm too good. And yeah,
I got a
my
little thing. It's being delivered today, but I got a little Thanksgiving slash Christmas gift for you coming through.
where? New York?
Well, it's being shipped to my house, but then I'll ship it out to the Malibu home.
All right. I was like, whoa. I was like, I don't know. Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Dude, from here, I'm in New York, London, Stockholm, then maybe Italy, London, maybe Spain.
I'll wait to
And
ship
then
it
come
out,
back home. Be
so that way
careful.
your roommate doesn't have to. I don't call him and say, "Hey, it's sitting on the front door, blowing all around."
Oh, dude. There's so many packages from Amazon and other people that are just gone with the wind.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm just going to give a shout out to everybody. I just want to say happy holidays. We will be on the microphone again next Monday, but I'll be over in Europe. So if you guys want to get in touch with us or at all, just shoot us DMs. That's the best way to get a hold of everything. I want to wish you guys the most happy of holidays. We've grown this show so much in the past year. We're really grateful for all the people that participate.
No guests
And
on, and we've had max right now is 54 people, and
that's
this is
great.
live viewers. We used to have like 10, so
Yeah, I
thank
know,
you.
dude. I know. And we got up to 150 last week, which was freaking
Yeah.
awesome. Like, it's just fun to see that people want to show up and kind of just catch up. It's really just an awesome way to start out the week. A couple things are coming up, guys. Like, obviously Black Friday is coming up. We worked really, really hard on this thing. We basically have made products that are designed for people that are in the fitness racing industry. Like, if you guys are not taking beta-alanine, you guys are suckers. I'm just telling you right now. If you're strength training and you're working out in the gym and you're trying to get gains and you're not taking Strength X2, you're a sucker. I mean, if you're my competitor, do not take my products because I do not want you to do better. But it's incredible. In our hydration products, I'm taking them every single day. I started in this little container and now we're all over the world. So I'm very grateful for everyone who's participated. This is going to be our biggest sale of the year and the best deals possible.
Because I at one point told Brian, designing the website, that we're doing sales, dropping prizes on sales, doing everything, like starting Thursday morning going into Black Friday.
No, it's
Friday. Are we initiating these sales today?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
Sales, the media week. This is just the media week.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, but what the hell was I going with this thing? Yeah, pre-workout is actually going to be up for sale, guys. It is up for sale starting Black Friday. But listen, guys, there's something really important you need to know. It will not ship until December 15th, okay? Yes. We wanted you guys to get the sales opportunity, but because of the way the delayed arrival is going to happen, it probably won't hit you guys for another 2 weeks. So I'm just being totally honest. We want to give you the price sale, but you're going to have to wait a little bit.
I will answer those emails as, where's my product? Where's my product? And then I'm probably going to send you a screenshot that says, upon purchase, it's being produced right now, and through the logistics of time and getting it to the warehouse, blah, 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 December 15th-ish, it's going to ship.
Yeah. Yep. I'm hoping everything ends up working out. We're talking to a couple gyms where I should be doing some fitness raising seminars while I'm out in Europe. So if you guys are in the area, just stay in touch with what we got going on, and we will make sure that you guys get a really cool experience where I'm teaching everybody what it takes to be at the highest level of these hybrid sports and events. And we'll teach you guys about periodization, programming, how to eat, how to lift, how to run, all that kind of stuff. It's really going to be epic. And last but not least, guys, as I said, we're trying to make these videos go viral on Instagram for the whole Black Friday experience. So if you guys want to share it, like, comment, we'd really appreciate it. We put some really hard work into it, and we want to see it have the biggest impact possible, and you guys are a big part of that. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have the best holidays. Ryan, anything you want to say?
Just to answer Wad Zombie's question, we're going to probably start pricing on like Thursday night. No,
yeah, yeah.
Wednesday night, leading into that.
And we'll go Thursday. live at midnight.
Okay. So here we go. That's all I got. That's all I got. Thank you so much for showing up, y'all.
Happy holidays, everybody. We'll catch up soon.
Happy holidays. Bye.